Hello, and welcome to RPG Dice Podcast, the podcast for dice fans by dice fans. My name is Patricia Pinson, and I've been an avid fan of role-playing dice since 2018. And for this first episode, I'm going to talk about a fairly hot topic among tabletop role-playing game debates: metal dice versus resin dice. Now, of course, I've been an old school fan. I was first introduced to tabletop role-playing games with resin dice. I had gotten myself a starter set that came with about six sets of dice. They were pretty cheap, didn't really roll all that well, and I wound up putting them into a mason jar with some water beads. It makes for really cool decor. But point being, I've always been more in the know about resin dice. And that's not to say that I'm anti-metal dice. I have three sets of my own. But personally, I find that I prefer to roll resin over metal. Now, some people definitely really like metal because they've got that heavy feel to them. You can really feel the weight of them when you're using them in your games. Some people genuinely believe that they roll better than the resin dice. I've actually been in that debate with a few friends of mine at the table. And it's been interesting because we've actually then decided to do a roll-off of resin dice versus metal dice. And typically speaking, there's no difference in performance. It's just honestly all left up to preference. One of the things that I think makes resin dice so cool is the fact that they can be so inherently unique. And that isn't to say that metal dice can't be, but resin is an incredibly difficult art piece to work with. And for any resin artists out there, I seriously respect what you do. It is very difficult to work with. It can be somewhat unpredictable. And each piece that you make is going to be unique. You've got to guarantee that it doesn't have those bubbles in it. You've got to make sure that you're curing it for the right amount of time, that everything fills correctly. And I've given it a shot myself, and I've unfortunately not been super successful. So what I think is really cool is with the expansion of tabletop role-playing games and an increased interest in dice, is that there are a lot of artists coming out and doing things like dice commissions. So you can actually get in touch with an artist and tell them specifically what you want. So if you wanted to do something crazy, like put beans in a set of dice, you could go to a resin artist and tell them, hey, I want some baked beans in my dice, and they can do it for you. Yeah. it's crazy what people are able to do with it. As for metal dice, I think that they're, I don't want to say overrated. They're definitely more expensive than resin dice, and that makes me tend to shy away from them because I'm a college student on a college budget. So obviously when you're a dice addict, you can't be dropping upwards of $20 to $30 on a set of dice, sometimes even up to $50 on a set of dice, every time you get the craving to get yourself some new click-clacks, as they're affectionately referred to. But that's to say that I do love the metal dice that I have more fondly. They've got good weight to them. They've definitely come in handy at points. They've surprised me at times with how well they can roll. I've just had moments where I've tried to go back to dice that I've used before or ones that I'm more familiar with and I have a favoritism to, and I'm surprised when I go through my dice rituals that I roll the metal dice and they really come through for me. They perform well. I continue to use them throughout the game we play and it works out in my favor. So I absolutely do appreciate metal dice. That is to say, if I had to pick one over the other, I'm still probably going to lean in towards resin just because of the fact that it's a little bit cheaper. And sometimes rolling the metal dice hurts my hand, or if I'm not paying attention to where I put that D4, put my hand down and a metal D4 hurts a lot worse than a plastic D4. Anyway, that is about all the time that we have for this first episode. I'd like to take a moment to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. This is Patricia Pinson, your host, and I'm signing off on the first RPG Dice podcast. Keep on rolling.